How did the golden calf come about? That's the thing that I want to bring across very strongly. Okay? How did the golden calf come about? You know what happened, right? Let's read Exodus 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, what was he up the mountain for? To bring down the Ten Commandments. Am I right? Right? On the two tablets of stone. Right? Moses went up and said, God, the people are sick. God says, take these two tablets. Okay? So the people gathered together to Aaron and said to Aaron, come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. Another thing is that I see a prophetic truth, because every time you study the Old Testament, always remember, Old Testament are written as tupos in the Greek, which means types. You can learn a lot from the details. The doctrine is very straightforward in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, the details are hidden. It's hidden there for us to study, to bring out. So it's not literal. Many of it is shadows, types. The antitype or the substance is in the New Testament. Okay, are you all with me so far? All right, so another thing is this. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down. So again, it's a picture of the end times. The church becomes immoral, go into sin, because they say the Lord delays His coming. But for those who are always ready for the Lord's coming, the opposite happens. Okay, so what happened? Next verse. And Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. Now, in those days, they wear golden earrings, okay? Remember Rebecca, the story of Rebecca I shared, right? The moment she watered all the camels of Abraham's servant brought out a golden earring. Now, your Bible in the New King James, we all use the New King James here in our church, and it says golden nose ring. So it can either be a nose ring or it can be a earring. All right, it can be both. All right. So, but I tend to incline more towards earring, and for sure this one is earring in the ear. Why? Because it's break off the golden earring which are in the ears. All right. So it cannot be a nose ring. So and anyway. In Genesis, and the next one says, so all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears. Emphasis, right? Okay, now look, in Genesis' account of Rebecca's story, it came to pass as the camels had done drinking that a man took a golden earring. This is a King James Version. Just remember, you read your New King James, you're wondering, why it says a nose ring? Okay, it's an opinion, all right? I tend to believe, because the same word is used, Nezem, earring, gold. Zahav. Nezem, zahav. Earring, gold. In Hebrew, that's how it is. So it's the same word as the one we saw just now. But notice this, of half a shekel weight. Half a shekel weight. Keep that in your mind, okay? Half a shekel weight. Got it? Okay, let's go back to the story. We are asking the mysteries of how the golden calf came about. Because if you know this, listen, if you know this, you'll find the answer to your health, to your healing, to whatever you want to receive from God. I'm serious. Break off the golden earring. So the next verse says, verse 4, drop down. And he received the gold from their hand and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. They said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So the golden calf, we think about, oh, it's an idol. It's an idol, okay? It's a golden idol. It's more than that. What does it mean today? What is a golden calf today? What is a golden calf? Does that mean you cannot be creative if art and all that? No. Now observe, they made a golden calf. He received from their hand. In Stephen the martyr's account, Stephen the martyr, when he preached his famous sermon, look at it. He says this, saying to Aaron, make us God, okay, referring to the same incident. And they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, and rejoiced in what? In the works of their own hands. They rejoice in the works of their own hands. That is the problem. Today, that's the same problem. Men rejoice in their effort, their strength, their smarts, their qualification. I'm a self-made millionaire. All right? Instead of trusting God, giving God the glory, looking at God as the strength, you know, of their life, they're looking at their own self as the strength. If it's your strength, it has an expiry date. Amen. You'll fall flat on your face. Even the young man, that's why I compare, the young man shall fall and And young men shall run and they will fall. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall run and not be weary.
Amen.
So God is saying, don't trust your own strength. So the law is all about what is natural and what is naturally strong for men. You shall not use your own strength. And the very strength leads you to sin. Nothing wrong with the law. But combine your flesh, it brings you to sin. Read all about it in Romans 7. All right, Paul had this experience. So let's go back to it again. So if that is so, we're talking about the key to receiving even healing and health. If that is so, what is this golden earring the devil wants them to be free from? Take away the golden earring. Remove the golden earring. Earring sounds like what? Very good. This church is so smart. Amen. Earring sounds like children.
Hearing.
Golden star. Golden earring. The word gold is divine. So something divine there. Are you listening, people? So they sacrifice their golden earring for the works of their hands.